In Allah's mercy, a comforting embrace, bringing peace and hope to everyone's space. Bringing peace and hope to everyone's space. The immense mercy of Allah Almighty.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, please recite with me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We once again welcome you in our program, The Immense Mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Today, inshallah, we'll be talking about the blessings of reciting Nawafil and what barakah, what blessings we attain when we do this. Respected viewers, be with us from start till end. Inshallah, immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, has given us this beautiful mindset to remember and make good intentions before performing any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will deliver this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are watching, you can make this intention, you will watch this with utmost concentration, you will remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Respected viewers, Sayyidina Imam Abu Abdullah Shamsuddin Muhammad bin Ahmad bin Uthman Zahbi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi quotes that Nasr bin Ali alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qawi said, I saw Sayyidina Yazid bin Zuray rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in my dream and asked, Ma fa'alallahu bika? How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you? It was replied, I was made to enter Jannah. When I asked what was the reason, it was replied, due to offering nawafil in abundance. Subhanallah. Excessively, he used to offer nawafil. And this was the reason which became for his forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy upon his shrine and forgive us for his sake. And may Allah give us tawfiq that we also recite nawafil excessively. In abundance when it comes to do ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah is one of the best forms of dhikr and to attain proximity from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, respected viewers of Madani Channel, instead of wasting our time, we should spend our time in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if possible, we should offer nawafil because after departing from this mortal world, we will not be getting this chance again. Now, alhamdulillah, we can find spare time. We can find some time to engage in worship. We can offer nawafil, we can recite Quran, and we can do the prayers which are voluntarily done. Right? Something which is important, compulsory, mandatory, fall upon us. We have to do that. We cannot miss it. But we are today talking about when you do something extra, something voluntarily. And that is offering salah, which are known as nafil salah. Respected viewers, let me mention one beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an that Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that Allah azza wa jal has said, among all the most beloved things with which my bondman wants to come nearer to me is the fara'id. And my bondman keeps coming closer to me through performing nawafil till I make him my beloved. This is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. If you would like to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you need proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what should you do? What should I do? What should we do as believers? Is to fulfill the obligations, and in addition to that, we should offer nawafil, because this is something after the fara'id, which can lead us more closer and closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Commenting on this beautiful hadith, a renowned commentator, a great thinker of Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated on page 308 of volume 3 of Miratul Manaji, it means that a Muslim keeps offering nawafil along with the fard, meaning obligatory prayers, deeds, to the extent that he becomes Allah's beloved. Because he offers both fara'id and nawafil, it does not mean that a person should leave fara'id and just offer nawafil. It is stated on page 674, part 4, volume 1 of Bahare Shari'at, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat Islam. There are many nawafil. One can offer as many nawafil as he wishes, except during the time when it is not permissible to offer salah. Today, we learned that a buzurg, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was forgiven due to the fact he used to offer nawafil in abundance. And we learned that what are the barakat and blessings through a hadith qudsi, that we can get proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through nawafil. Let me mention few nawafil which have been proven from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or they have been the practice of sahaba ikram or awliya Allah rahimahumullah al-mubin. They have mentioned them. Inshallah, we will listen some and try to understand, try to learn their names and try to remember them and start implementing in your daily routine. Whatever you can do, inshallah, because you have learned the blessings of nawafil today. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala an, that noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has narrated, one who enters masjid should offer two rakat salah before sitting there. This is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. So this beautiful salah, it is known as tahiyyatul masjid, right? So it is right of a masjid. Whenever you enter in a masjid, what should you do to offer salah, right? You should know that. And then you should offer two rakat salah in masjid. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, this salah is a nafil salah and you will fulfill the right of masjid. It is sunnah for the one to enter masjid to offer two rakat salah. You will get the reward of acting upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Instead, to offer four rakat is better. If someone enters the masjid at the time when it is makruh to offer nafil salah, such as within the time of Fajr salah or after Salatul Asr, then he should not offer tahiyyatul masjid. Instead, he should engage himself reciting tasbih, tahleel, and Salat ala Nabi, Durud Pak. Hence, the rites of masjid will be fulfilled. So inshallah, respected viewers, today you learned there is one nafil prayer which is known as Tahiyyatul Masjid. And alhamdulillah, we go to masajid. So whenever you go to masjid, offer this beautiful nafil prayer and get reward of acting upon the sunnah. Not only that, inshallah, the more nawafil you will read, the more proximity you will get in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let me mention you another beautiful nafil salah. What is that? That is tahiyyatul wudu. What is that? Noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, whoever performs wudu and performs wudu well and offers two rakat with inner self and outer self concentration, khushu and khudu, Jannah will become wajib for him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful nafil prayer is this that makes us Jannah wajib upon that person. Respective views of Qadir Shail. How easy is it whenever you perform wudu, and if it is not a makruh time, all we have to do is to offer two rakat salah with intention of tahiyyatul wudu. It is mustahab, meaning rewarding act to offer two rakat salah after performing wudu. Before the body parts dry, performing wudu, one offers from salah, etc. This will compensate for tahiyyatul wudu. So, alhamdulillah, two nawafil we learned today. What is? One is tahiyyatul masjid and one is tahiyyatul wudu. You heard this name, right? What is that? Let's find out, learn, and then start implementing within our daily life routine, inshallah. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrated that Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever performs Salatul Fajr with Jama'at congregation, then continues to do the dhikr, remembrance of Allah azza wa jal, sitting until the sun rises, and then offers two rak'at salah, he will receive the reward of complete Hajj and Umrah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Subhanallah. How easy is it to attain reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessing and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon the poor who cannot travel all the way down to Makkatul Mukarramah to perform Hajj and Umrah, they don't have the means, they do not have financial stability, so they can travel there, they can go there 5 days in one calendar year. So if somebody is habitual of reciting Salatul Ishraq, what will happen? He can attain the reward of Hajj and Umrah every day. Now you can see 365 days, that means if someone does not miss a single day, he can gain the reward of 365 Hajj reward and Umrah reward in one calendar year. How easy is it to get reward? How easy is it to get the proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But we are lazy, unfortunately. We are muflis. We are poor in terms of performing good deeds. Respectables of Madani Shail, let me mention another beautiful nafil prayer, which is known as Salatul Duha, which is also known as Salatul Jasht. It is stated in a blessed hadith, anyone who offers 12 rak'at of Jasht, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a palace of gold for him in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Not just a palace of gold in this dunya. To be honest with you, you wouldn't have heard if there exists a palace and that is full of gold. Everything is made of gold. I haven't heard, maybe you know. I don't think so. It may exist anyway. But my dear Islamic brothers, you can get that. Where in Jannah, your eternal abode. How can you do that? Allahu Akbar. Just offer Salatul Duha. Insha'Allah, 12 rakat of Nafil Salah, because it is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has said, Allah will make a palace of gold for him in Jannah. So it means for sure you will get a palace of gold. In this dunya, we have got one property, two bed, three bed, four bed, five bed. A house in a posh area, maybe 10 properties, 100 properties, we become very happy that we've done something in this dunya. What about the properties of the hereafter? What about the eternal abode where you have to live forever? And then if somebody tells you, not only just a house, you will be getting a palace, and not a normal palace, but a palace made of gold. Subhanallah, what else do we need? All we have to do is love nawafil, offer nawafil insha'Allah, and then you will get what is promised. And further, it is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, sadaqah is due on every joint of the body of every one of you, and the total joints are 360. Every recitation of Allah's glorification is an act of sadaqah. Every recitation of praise of Allah Azza wa Jal and reciting hamd is sadaqah. saying La ilaha illallah is an act of sadaqah. Reciting Allahu Akbar is an act of sadaqah. Enjoining good is an act of sadaqah. Forbidding evil is an act of sadaqah. And two rak'at salah of chasht suffices for all these deeds. Subhanallah, that becomes enough for all these deeds. So it means if somebody offers salatul chasht, salatul duha, it means he has given the sadaqah of the joints of his body. Chasht salah is a mustahab salah, minimum 2 rakat and maximum 12 rakat of salatul chasht can be offered, and offering 12 rakat salah is better. The time of salatul chasht begins when the sun rises to height and ends at nisfun nahar shar'i. However, it is better to offer salatul chasht when 1/4 of the day passes by. Respected viewers of Madani Shield, today we are learning the barakat and blessings of Nawafil, a prayer which is prayed and offered voluntarily. It is not compulsory upon us. It is not mandatory upon us. But we do it to attain the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And respected viewers, we learned a few forms of Nawafil also in this regard. Let me mention you another beautiful sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A person should offer 2 rakat salah at his home before leaving for a journey. It is narrated in a hadith, no one leaves anything better with his family than those 2 rakat that he offers there with the intention of traveling. And then one should offer 2 rakat salah in masjid on his return from the journey. It is narrated by Sayyidina Ka'ab bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an, when the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would return from a journey during daytime at the time of chasht salah, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would first go to the masjid and offer 2 rakat of salah in it. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit in the masjid. Last but not the least, but the most important one, Salatul Layl. The Nawafil which are offered during the night after Salatul Isha are called Salatul Layl. The Nawafil offered in the night are superior to the Nawafil offered in the day. As it is mentioned in the book Sahih Muslim, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, after Fard Salah, the salah that is offered at night is superior. Subhanallah. It is marfu'an narrated by Tabarani that it is necessary to offer some salah in the night. It may even last for a short while as it takes to milk a goat or camel, and salah offered after fard of Isha. Salah is Salatul Layl. So at the night we should offer some form of salah, inshallah, this will give us barakah, blessings. And salatul tahajjud at the end is one of the types of salatul layl. The tahajjud salah is a night salah which is performed by getting up at night after having a sleep, even for a while after Isha salah. Any salah offered before sleeping is not considered as salatul tahajjud. There are at least 2 rakat of tahajjud and 8 rakat are proven by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, one who wakes up in the night and wakes his wife up, then both of them offer 2 rakat each of salah. They will be written amongst those who make the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. So respect viewers, if you sleep after Salatul Isha for a while, little while even, and then you get up, and then you offer 2 rakat salah, that is known as Salatul Tahajjud. It is Ramadan al-Kareem, it is very easy, alhamdulillah. You may be getting up for suhoor and sahri, inshallah, and then you can offer 2 rakat, don't miss, in this beautiful month of Ramadan. This is month to earn good deeds. This is month to seek rahmah from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attain maghfirah from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should offer as many nawafil as possible, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Sunnah, mu'akkida, sunnah, ghair mu'akkida, nawafil, sunan, all, alhamdulillah. In addition to fara'id and salatul taraweeh also we should not miss. The more nawafil we will offer, inshaAllah, the more reward we will attain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to act upon whatever has been said. Ameen, bijahin, nabiyil ameen. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode next time. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In Allah's mercy, a comforting embrace, bringing peace and hope to everyone's space, bringing peace and hope to everyone's space. The immense mercy of Allah Almighty.